they said there all these years I was treasuring that thing to have it hanging on the wall of my damn house from Texas. And then I said, where did you buy it? I was kind of interested. And he said, oh, it was an Indian trader up by Kingfish. I said, yes, I know him. He never had an Indian thing in his life in his house. And, you know, all the tourists that come through, he sold them Indian things daubed up with paint and stuff that didn't
scrape off of Japan.
Didn't cost them him anything at all. You know, the fix probably he did it himself for a hire some kid to do it, because anybody could do what was done on. Got fabulous sums of money out of it. Yeah. People that didn't know any better. I said, I know him. And he said, well, it's worthwhile finding it out then, but I won't point it out to my friends anymore and tell them what a wonderful Indian memento I've got hanging on my wall. I said, no, not the least of all picture, it isn't that at all. I said, you can take it out and put it on your covered wagon and let the wind and water wash it off, and you be better off than what you've got. So he walked away pretty much.
What would you call a child whose parents are dead?
Orphan.
Now, what if he had only one parent living? Or still had one parent living?
Still has one parent living? Well, I don't know.
Wouldn't be an orphan.
He wouldn't be an orphan. I'd say he was part orphan, I don't know. That's a very common expression. He's part of orphan. Mm-hmm. Telling about somebody that just has the one parent.
Mm-hmm. And the man that the court appoints to protect this child, he would be
administrator.
Or any other term for that.
Guardian.
Mm-hmm. And a girl's aunts and uncles and cousins, you say, are her what?
Relatives.
Any special term for a grown male person? Just any grown male person that you might meet?
No.
I wasn't thinking now of the expression old boy.
Old boy?
Uh-huh. I haven't heard you use it. I don't know if you do or not.
I do sometimes.
That's a very common term in Oklahoma. In part of Oklahoma, anyway. I don't know just where yet.
Well, I guess all over, because you hear it here quite a lot, but I hadn't thought of it as in that particular.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have a word, hobbledy, hallway, and that was
high-gluten?
Well, no, and a boy was between boyhood and manhood, no, 13, 14-year-old, but that awkward stage. I heard the old people say that. He's just a hobbledehoy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I have seen the word in print a lot. Neither man nor boy.
Hmm. Well, let's see some names now. The mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And the wife of George Washington.
Martha.
And the first name of the song, Oh My Darling, Gray.
Nellie Gray.
If a boy is named William, what probably will he be called when he's small?
Oh, Willie, and then he hates that. My brother Willie was called Willie as long as he lived. We all tried to call him Will. We all hated Bill, but we finally wound up with Bill most of the time.
Is he going snow?
I believe it is. You going to have a softball game tonight.
Oh, they're overcoats, huh? If a man is named R-A-L-P-H, what would you call him?
Ralph.
And books of the Bible, there's this one, and then Mark, Luke, and John.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Do you have a family here named C-O-O-P-E-R?
No, we used to have a